7 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Still not all the children back to school yet, but close to it for Mobile County Public Schools. A bunch of private schools back today. We got Coursera Land and Satsuma. We got Chickasaw all back to school. Waiting on Mobile County Catholic Schools, Baldwin County Public Schools. I think Northwest Florida Schools went back in, so they're all back today. Wait, what are you grinning about? Picture?
Well, yes. That's the best, one of the best pictures I've seen this morning.
Well, my son back to school today and decided to accessorize. You know, listen, it's a funny thing about toys. Parents, you all know this. If you take toys when the kids are little and you hide the toys.
Yep.
And then they will bring them back out a couple months later. It's like new toys.
That's right. It's like bringing back bell bottoms.
They're like, wow, this is my favorite toy.
You know, ever.
You were tired of it a couple months ago, but now you like it. But upon a Sunday night cleaning, my son found a Pirates eye patch.
Oh, awesome.
And so in true Sullivan fashion, instead of having the nice sweet picture we're supposed to have for the kids back to school today, he's posed up with his sister, except he's wearing a Pirates patch on his eye in the picture.
And being a true parent, my first question was how was Mama Sullivan going to remove the pirate patch before he stepped out of the vehicle to go to school?
What was the thing they used to do in Kung Fu? You snatch the pebble out of the hand. The Kung Fu master could do. Mrs. Sullivan got the Kung Fu move. She snatches, probably hanging off the rearview mirror
now. Oh, my goodness.
When you get out of school, you can have your Pirate's patch back.
Pirate had to walk the plank.
That's right.
He's so cute.
So they're back, you know what? Things will get back to normal. Normal schedule here, right? A little break for a few hours during the day. All right, a bunch of stuff to talk about this hour. One of them, of course, tomorrow, City Council voting on the city's agreement to contribute $10 million to South over the next 20 years for construction of the stadium. This would be, and the plan would be $10 million would be pledged by the city over 20 years. South Alabama would give the city back $2.5 million, which would go into, I guess, leveling or raising Land People's Stadium and putting a new facility. I've seen the drawings of it.
Put the extra R in there?
The drawings of the proposed facility there that would be, I don't know if it's called Land People's 2, I don't know what it, but that facility would be there for high school games with an eye towards the fact that the stadium at South will be home to the Senior Bowl. Now, you said, listening to the director of the Senior Bowl, that they are moving there.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, Jim Nagy, he said basically that the game would be moving to South's new stadium once that is built, because just the age of Ladd Peebles right now, and he feels like it'd be a better venue to have these teams and owners and coaches come for the Senior Bowl. And you'd have to think the Dollar General Bowl wouldn't be far behind the Senior Bowl if that is the case. And then the other big game, not counting all the high school games, of course, the Gulf Coast Challenge that right now has been held at Ladd Peebles Stadium for years. No word right now on where it would move or if it would move.
Well, then that kind of goes into part of this discussion, right? There's some leverage that if you could believe for sure that everything you laid out there moves to a new facility at South, right? And then Ladd, basically at that point, a venue for high school games. It's very big for high school games. There's going to be maintenance on lots of places that people won't go. Seats they won't sit in, extra space they won't need for that. Is it a better idea to have something that's a little more streamlined for the high school games? And when there's so many numbers thrown out here on $10 million here, and will the county do $5 million, and how much the stadium will cost at South, and this, that you start kind of getting lost in it. I do. You know, is this a cost savings for the city or not? Because I heard as of the discussion last week, then it seemed to have grown on its own, and we had a suggestion last week that it was fully funding the Ladd repairs, fully funding the $10 million to South, and some kind of economic incentive project for Maysville. And I was going, wait a second, this was brought up as a cost savings, and now it's blossomed into this. The way I understand it now, it will be specifically the first idea that would be voted on tomorrow. That would be the $10 million from the city to South, the $2.5 million back. If that gets voted on, how do you think it'll go? We'll talk to you about it, and I'd like to hear from you people on the text line and on the phone lines at 343-0106.
And you know the Facebook page that I told you about in our news hit this morning. I'm looking at the page. It's Sandy Stimson if you want to follow along. Thus far, 471 comments, 116 shares, and 461 emojis are attached to this one.
A lot of emojis. That means it's good if there's a bunch of emojis.
I see a heart, I see a thumbs up, and I see the frowny face. Uh-oh. And, you know, people in our community or just Facebook followers, they are commenting, and the comments are very interesting to read because, you know, the beauty of social media, of course, you can have your say over and over again and no one can interrupt you. So this would be great to follow along too because we're hearing from people in the community for and against and, of course, those who want more information on the matter. But, again, if you want to hop on Facebook, go to Sandy Stimson and you can see right there the post.
All right. So, yeah, and we continue to talk about this because I don't know all the, I try to know all the moving parts of this, but there may be things that are yet to be unveiled. Sometimes this, you know, I think I had the best wake up to this, and I'm not saying this applies to this case, but I had the best wake up to this when Public Safety Director Barber, when he was Police Chief Barber, right when the Stimson administration got into office, and it was maybe a couple months in, and they talked about buying new police cruisers, and you should have heard me. Buying what the heck? Spending money like... So at that point, Chief Barber came in and he brought the documentation for what it cost in keeping those vehicles with 200,000 plus miles running and how much time they spent offline in the garage, how much they spent to maintain them. And he showed me the number and it was costing more in service to keep those vehicles running than it would be in a payment to buy new vehicles. And it took something like that for me to see, go, oh, I get it now, you know, and that's one thing that I think it's incumbent upon city officials. If you're going to do something like this, and there is a, you know, a penny-wise, dollar-foolish angle to be fought against, that you got to lay it out and tell people.
You pulled back the curtain, and right. You were able to understand.
When I saw the stuff, I said, okay, that makes sense. So y'all spent $12,000 a year keeping, you know, car number 00456 or something running, but the new one would only cost the city $8,000 to buy, you know, each year. I mean, those kind of things. Business folks or whomever, you look at it and it makes sense to you. Well, if this is that kind of situation, I think they need to do a rush here the next day to roll that information out and let people see it. I mean, if it is a long-term cost, because they've talked about the deferred maintenance on LAD, what it would cost going forward on LAD, and then, you know, compare that to building a new facility. And a lot of this does, like the Civic Center, depend on ADA compliance. The way I understood this is when they wanted to do a Jumbotron and a couple different improvements to LAD, it was enough of a change that it kicked in the ADA compliance. Like, mm-hmm. If you do these changes, then you do have to go ADA compliant. And that was a whole bunch of money in the mix as well. And that's one of the things that contributes to that big number for refurbishing LAD. All right, let's go to the phones. 343-0106, 343-0106. And Ken is in Mobile. Hey, Ken.
Hey, y'all. I've got a suggestion, maybe. I've been following this thing for a couple of months. Why can't the NFL come in here and put some money into LAD Stadium? I haven't heard anybody suggest that. They put on the Senior Bowl here every year, and it seems to me like it would solidify the Senior Bowl locally to get more fans to buy tickets to sell it out quicker. I just thought I'd throw that out.
Well, that's a good question, Ken, and the answer is because they don't need to. Because so many cities that would love to have the NFL in town,
like
doing
Jacksonville, that's always like, trying to take it.
And like the Super Bowl, when the league comes to town, they supposedly bring so much economically with the people that show up to town, whether it's the Senior Bowl. Of course, the Super Bowl would be the big daddy of them all, but they don't need to. There's so many cities out there that would love to have the Senior Bowl that they wouldn't ask the NFL to pay anything.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Hey, that's what we're about. We're all about. Question. And after you and I, and Dalton and Kelly and all of us throw our 2 cents in, we may have enough for a coffee. we
might. And you know what's interesting about this post? The mayor is responding to comments. Maybe after we come back from the break, we can read a couple of the comments.
I think that's great. We'll do that when we get back. 343-0106, 343-0106.
Arr.
Twenty-one FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and of course y'all 343-0106, 343-0106, at FM Talk 1065 on Twitter, Facebook.com/FM Talk 1065, even Instagram.
You know, IG in the house?
Yes. And I was busy on my Instagram, but not on the station one. I'd put the stuff on the station one, but y'all would be bored. You'd be bored.
I'm gonna show you a trick where you can do both at the same time.
But I don't want to do that because I don't want to bore
you.
I know that trick, but I don't want to do that.
How do you know?
Because it says you want to share it all these other places,
I don't want to share it. The trick.
I'm not a sharing person.
That's not the trick.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
But none of us
having a brother sister moment here.
None of the three of us getting plastic surgery to look like the Instagram filters yet.
Not yet. The years young. I may be doing that. Speaking of social media.
Oh my goodness.
You mentioned comments coming in here that the mayor's put up this page here on Facebook to push for yes votes from the city council.
Correct. And he's encouraging you to reach out to your respective city council member, you know, let them know, you know, what you think about the situation. Here's the post. On Tuesday, the city council will vote on the city's agreement to contribute $10 million to the University of South Alabama over the next 20 years for the construction of their stadium. A yes vote is a yes vote for one of the best tools we have in economic development. It's a yes vote for $2.5 million to refurbish Ladd Stadium and the time we need to develop the best plan for Ladd Stadium. It's a yes vote for the Senior Bowl, the Dollar General Bowl, and future events for our city. It's a yes vote for new visitors, new students, and a greater economic impact to our city. Again, this is on the mayor's page, Sandy Stimson. He's got that official blue check mark, so you know you're really reading his page. And, you know, a number of people are chiming in, and what you're seeing are conversations amongst Mobilians. And it's a very interesting read. I want to go ahead and pull up because one of the comments, of course, Facebook is active.
Yeah, well, I want to say this too. We'll give you a second here because somebody on the text line, I think it was Mark, suggested it would be awesome if people making Facebook comments on the stadium vote would mention what district they live in so that their prospective council person can see how their constituents feel regarding the stadium.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it is because you see so many, like when somebody goes live on Facebook and you see the people checking in, like Tina from Houston here, so you don't know if Tina from Houston is commenting on the Ladd People Stadium situation, because if she is, I mean, Tina from Houston, her word doesn't mean as much as whoever's
doesn't
living
mean
there. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything compared to somebody living in Maysville or right here.
Right. What Mark's saying, though, too, is it would be would behoove those posting if you really want to like amplify your post on Facebook there. You say what district it is, and even if they don't admit it, the council folks will go look at that. They'll go, hey, I'm going to go over there and see what the people are saying. Oh, look at there. And that does make a difference.
So here's the one reply I wanted to share with you. So Trevor Ward took to Facebook and said, vote no. If the city has the money for this, then there's no need for the proposed stormwater fee. 33 comments later, because people are really chiming in on this, the mayor, you know, he posted his comment saying, unfortunately, we don't have the $33 million to maintain Ladd in its current state. This saves the city money in the long run. 34 people left their comment, or, you know, their emoji on that one comment. So obviously it's a hot button issue, and it's interesting, and I think the person who chimed in and said that they should include their district, that would really help people understand.
I think it'd be really smart. It would also give the members of the council a way to do some free polling and testing here.
That's right.
This texter says, what about the issue, and Dalton, you can step in here, get ready. What about the issue of holding Senior Bowl at New Jag Stadium, capacity of 25,000, not able to seat the crowd the Senior Bowl attracts? That's from Jim. Now, is that, I wish I knew what the crowd was.
Doesn't Ladd Peebles, I believe, holds around 40,000, right?
That's
And if you've been to the Senior Bowl the last few years, whether it's the weather,
right? It's just
turnout. Yeah. It hasn't been 40,000, even
with all the comp tickets and all that stuff. You know, all the people that are going to be there. Mm-hmm. It's not full,
and that's another reason for building this stadium. One of many reasons for South is because the nationally televised games that show the South Alabama Jaguars, or even some of these high school games that we have televised nationally, because we have such good high school teams here. When they hold these games in Ladd Peebles, and you see a half-empty or quarter-full stadium, it just doesn't look as good, and it's not as good a look for the city of Mobile and South Alabama itself. Well, when you only have 25,000, when you can hold 25,000, which is still a pretty decently sized stadium, of course, it's no SEC stadium.
We have a skewed perception on what a college stadium should look like, because we live in Alabama. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you look at Bryant Denny or Jordan Hare, we get this idea. You go around the rest of the country,
right?
There are some exceptions, and you go to Happy Valley or you go up to Michigan or something like that. But
hey, don't do that again.
But I feel like 25,000, that seems about right to me for the Senior Bowl and for how many people seem to show up to watch the game every year.
And the TV part of it, y'all, is important if we're looking at promoting the best foot forward for the city. A full stadium, however you get it, even if we need to, if we stay at LAD and we put cutouts and crash test dummies and stuff in the stands, but the full stadium for the TV cameras is a good thing.
That's wrong. What are you in on the West Coast in the HOV lane?
Yes. I've got stories about that.
If you are looking on Facebook, so the official name for the mayor's page, because he has a couple of them, you want to look for at Sandy Stimson Mobile. Here's an interesting a comment from Cindy Batista, who says, well, what will be the cost of upgrading all the traffic issues caused around the U? Certainly Old Shell is not capable of handling the added traffic. All great universities have their own on-campus field. I get it, but you also must plan for contingencies.
Right. So I heard that discussed as well, and there was this is coming off the top of my head, and all the stuff I've heard about this, so if I screwed this up, mea culpa, that there was part of the money that they had for the stadium to build was part of that was going towards what needed to be done road-wise.
Okay.
Now, do I think that money's going to do something back at Old Shell at Lavaretta Park or something? No, but once you probably get west of University on Old Shell, I think that's where. But this has been, I've heard so many things on this and talked to so many people. I hope I'm not messing that up, but I think that's what I remember being told, that part of that money was road, you know, for the road work.
But I think in situations like this, the problem is that we, you know, what someone said 10 years ago has changed a little bit 5 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, to a new person, to a Mobilian, and you don't want to be bum scoop Bob about it and bring in, that's what they say in the Marine Corps, but have all these he said, she said. So I think it's very good that the mayor has this page and he's allowing this forum to take place on his page. So you can see how some, and it's interesting because people are very helpful to say, actually, here's what I heard, and there are attributing the source, and that's so important in an issue like this. I think it's great to see all sides, because here's one. Steven Wassman says, how hard is it? Tear down LAD. With the Bay Bears leaving, take the $2.5 million to renovate Hank Aaron Stadium into a football soccer complex. Let South Alabama build an on-campus arena. I don't see how this is not part of the proposal, unless it just makes too much sense.
But here's the problem. So say you take the money and you do something there at the Hank, and redo it for the Hank, then what do you do with LAD? That's a problem. You know, the city has been in the business of owning. We the people. If y'all live inside the city limits, we own these two facilities, right? We own the Hank, and we own LAD Peoples. The tough thing about things like stadiums is they're not multi. When I say multi-use, you can't turn them into a. Very easily turn them into a mall. You know what I'm saying? The Taco Bell closes down, and you can put the whatever business inside the old. You know, you can. You've got a storefront of shopping centers. When the whatever the pet store goes out of business, you can put the nail salon in there, right? whatever it is.
Yes.
When you own a stadium and these places, everything, it is a zero-sum game. In other words, if you took the money and focused it and put it, here's our new facility at the Hank, then what are you going to do with that property there at LAD? So we got to make a decision. And how is there enough? Are there enough activities locally to keep three stadiums going? That's another question too. And if you just dictated one is just for high school football, then you don't have to worry about that. Then that's good. It's living up to its purpose as long as it's there to host the high school football games, right? And then you could possibly put something else in out at the Hank. That's a whole other discussion. And we'll continue to have it right here on Mobile Mornings, 343-0106. That's the phone number, 343-0106. FM Talk 106.5. I do not like the language coming out of the news reports here in the family about the health of Aretha Franklin. It's Okay, here's a story out of Detroit. Mm-hmm. New report claiming Aretha Franklin is in serious condition at a Detroit area hospital. They're citing a report from Showbiz 411 claiming the legendary Queen of Soul is, quote, gravely ill, end quote, and surrounded by loved ones. It's unclear what may have led to Franklin's hospitalization, but her family's reportedly asking for, quote, prayers and privacy, end quote. That's the kind of stuff that that's the kind of language we've heard before when things are not gonna recover. I'm trying to.
Doesn't bode well.
You know, she's turned 76 in March, struggled with numerous health issues over the years. Mm-hmm. The 18-time Grammy winner announced last February that in 2017 that would be her last year in concert, and now those reports coming out of Detroit. So prayers with the family of Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, she is known as the Queen of Soul for all the right reasons. This is tough. Growing up in Detroit, you know.
Yeah.
Legendary.
Exactly. I mean, started, I think, if remembering here off the top of my head, famous when, I mean, she was a little girl and was getting rave reviews, singing, mm-hmm. like doing choir singing and all that.
Well, in this article from Click on Detroit, which is the NBC affiliate in Detroit, says that she's 76, as you said, born in Memphis, Tennessee in 1942, the daughter of the famous pastor and civil rights activist C.L. Franklin. When she was just 2 years old, the family left Memphis for New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit, and that's where a Motor City legend was ready to be born. She has the third most Grammy Awards for any female artist in history. And in an interview last year, she said she had plans to retire after the release of her new album, saying, quote, I must tell you, I am retiring this year. And, you know, when you grow up in the city, you know, it's been well known, her battles with her weight and all the health issues that have been associated with that. And, you know, when she would drop weight, it'd be so drastic. And I know I'm not a doctor. I know we're not doctors, but, you know, going that yo-yo dieting on mm-hmm. your system and your heart and all the different issues that she was having, it's something that we've been keeping our eye on for years.
And she's the definition of legendary. Actually, the first woman back in 1987, the first female performer to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it was just 2 years ago, the Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit.
Right,
where
she sang the
national,
or whatever.
Yeah, I was home for that.
She did the national anthem and was just killing it like she did every single time she performed, and that was only 2 years ago. So very sad news coming out from her family.
Picture in my head right now is her scene in the Blues Brothers where they come by to get her husband to go on tour. It's excellent, excellent, excellent. All right, so we could talk a little more stadium today at 343-0106.
And before we get off of the stadium,
yes.
You remember they put that stadium task force together just a couple weeks ago, and that involved the group of three that said they were going to do the task force, Fred Richardson, Joel Daves, and Bess Rich. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard much from since their meeting last Monday, the stadium task force, and then also last week, Councilman LaVon Manzi was talking about this proposal they were going to put on the table, this plan for Ladd Peebles that they wanted out there in the public before this vote happens tomorrow. I still haven't seen those details about that plan either. So will they be able to vote on this tomorrow? It's already been tabled twice.
Oh, they could table again.
Because, I mean, it's so hard to get a win-win when you're voting for something. Somebody's going to come out of this deal wishing, you know, whether it's the people in Maysville that live there next to Ladd mm-hmm. or South Alabama not getting, somebody's going to come out of this maybe not the winner. And I wonder if they're just going to keep tabling this until they can come up with something that everybody can agree on, or if they'll actually go ahead and vote on this tomorrow.
And, you know, and some of the questions here, number one, let me say before I go any further, as frustrated as I get when all attention is on Washington. Not that you shouldn't have attention on Washington, but presidential politics drive phones on talk radio, they drive social media, and that's fine. But remember, when you talk about the government that affects you most, you know, what we do around here, we talk about national issues, but we also talk state and local. Because, okay, your chance to reach out to a member of the city council, however you feel about this issue, and make yourself heard, resonates way more than your voice in Washington. You know, I hate it, but that's the way it is, mm-hmm. right? Obviously, the smaller down you go, the more resonance one voice or a group of folks have than nationally. Now, you can get groups and grassroots together and make that kind of impact. You know, many people acting as one big voice in Washington. But when you look at what changes, and I'm not saying stadium funding one way or another changes your life's story, But don't go complaining afterwards. If you feel motivated about this, don't just tell us. We'd love to talk to you about it. Yeah. But tell your member of the council and let them know, because if you live in the city of Mobile, this is about as direct a link as you can get to a representative republic and a government and speaking your mind. So let them know. It takes 2 seconds and say yay or nay or maybe or whatever it is. But instead of, just allocate a little bit of the energy you spend thinking about politics, which is good, healthy at a national level, just cut a little bit out, slice out, put it local.
And there you go. Well, you can attend the city council meetings. You can put your name and be on the agenda. Stop it. So wait a minute. How can you encourage them to be part of the conversation?
Because they can reach out on Facebook. They can reach out by picking out the phone and calling and saying, I am so-and-so.
But okay, listen.
I live at 1234 Main Street.
But person-to-person contact is so much more valuable.
Good.
And they can attend a city council meeting. They can put their name on the agenda. They can address their city council members. The mayor is there as well. The city attorney is there. The city's clerk is there. So why not take it one step further?
Okay.
Why not?
Fair enough.
Well, and just what I'm sorry.
Look, you got to win. Fair enough.
Okay. No, I've moved on.
Take your victory.
I posted on our page, the mayor's page. And so Wayne has commented saying, a few years ago, I knew someone that worked for a cab company in Mobile. They said the biggest complaint they got from NFL scouts and people in town for the Senior Bowl was that the stadium was so far from the airport. Now they're talking of moving the Senior Bowl to USA campus in the new stadium and at the same time moving the airport to Brooklyn.
I love it. That's brilliant.
Please comment, chime in on our Facebook page, FM
awesome.
Talk 1065.
Awesome.
We'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Wayne.
Wayne, that's great.
Yeah,
that is
awesome.
Great.
And it's been really funny, being an alumni of South Alabama, and they send out the email every time they think it'll be voted at Mobile City Council. South Alabama is trying to round up the students and the alumni who want to show up. I think they always ask them to wear red, but it's been three or four city council meetings since it's been tabled, where they're like, all right, this is the big time. Everybody show up. This is when we'll officially vote on it. But of course, it's been tabled 2 times already. But I did get the email. They are trying to get more South Alabama students and supporters out there tomorrow for the city council vote.
All right. Ground some phone calls. I will switch gears at some point to some of the national news over the weekend. And maybe not. We can do the story that's making the big national rounds. Although I would point out, as I often say, listen, it is great. The people that want to stifle free speech when it offends them, number one, that's un-American. It's anti-First Amendment rights. And number two, when it comes to these fools that are going to come out and have the hate rally or whatever, let the folks talk. Because what happened, not a baker's dozen people show up in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
When these events happen, let the sun shine. This idea of fearing that, oh, well, this white nationalist group is going to come out. Let them speak. Mm-hmm. Let them speak. And then they go, oh, wait, there's only a dozen of us out there.
Surrounded.
So that, y'all see what I'm saying? You stand back and let our system work. Don't try to change this. Let the system work. There's a brilliance to the system that was on display this weekend.
But I think what they were making sure is that they weren't caught flat-footed as they were the year before.
Right.
And in the reactionary pose and the being proactive. And I think that all sides should be heard. But the issue is, as we know, the situation can turn so quickly because,
You have to have security. You have to have secure all sides.
You were hearing of people threatening to throw things at police and people telling people.
Antifa's there. They showed themselves to be the fools they are too. I want all these people to be on display so we can sit back and say, duly noted, fools and fools and fools.
Capital F.
That's right. Thomas.
I thought you were kind of talking about the book, the what's going on in D.C. and this craziness.
Oh, we will get to that, yes. And also the owner of a Mexican restaurant in Houston that Jeff Sessions went to that has had his life destroyed because how dare they serve food to Jeff Sessions.
Mm.
But Thomas.
He's in the business of serving food, right?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Thomas is in Theodore. Hey, Ann.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Finley. Every time I get on the air, you start talking.
Well, sorry, Thomas.
That's what we do around here.
You snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
Good morning.
And Finley, you've been talking about this stadium and telling us all about this and that and how things are good and we can discuss it. What do you think about the stadium?
What do I think?
Yes or no?
She's a journalist.
I'm a journalist, so I stay neutral. What I think is I want the most information from both sides so that I can vote accordingly.
It's beginning to sound a lot like Christmas. You know, they said in a study this weekend, Finley, that you're happier if you decorate earlier.
Thomas, bring in the heat.
Oh, Thomas, he always makes our day better. Hey, I just got received a comment from a Facebooker.
Yes.
Is that a word, Facebooker?
Well, it is now.
Okay, it is now. Right. And she can't give her name because she works at the university.
Okay.
She said, I am for an on-campus stadium for South. I'm an alum and a student. I signed the petition for a football team. In the long run, it benefits the students and alumni. Now, the real about Ladd, most people commenting on the stadium only see the stadium as a guest. They are not in the offices underneath the stadium. I've been working in these offices for South Games since the inaugural season. That's 10 years. 10 years. Hold on one second.
I like to call that a decade.
10 years of working in filth. There have been mold in the central ticket office and the ticket booths. I was told it was a safe working condition. My previous manager called the health department because she was pregnant. She said she didn't feel these were healthy working conditions. Apparently, it met the criteria to be deemed as safe, but we always had to run air purifiers because of the air quality inside the CTO. I am an asthmatic. The carpets are absolutely filthy to the point I was told they could not clean it because it would break apart. I'm pretty sure there was mold underneath there as well. I was told it was upgraded. I'll see today. This is now you understand why she can't give her name.
No, yeah, she can't give her because she's coughing and sneezing. I didn't have time to say it. All right, 848 FM Talk 106.5, coming right back. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Laura Ingraham Show on the way in just a few. You said another comment here, the popping social media discussion.
Yes, my phone is like lighting up. Okay, so I read you all that about what a current employee had to say. She also wanted you to know that people never see that side of Ladd. We had to bring in our own cleaning products. So that's a whole nother discussion when it comes to health, not just the aesthetics of the building and how it looks for the city. Now we're talking about the health side of it. So that was just interesting to hear from someone who has worked there. And then also received a comment from someone who says to sell the Bay Bears to USA and invest in Ladd. So,
but they don't want that. They want an on-campus stadium. That's a problem. I mean, that doesn't fit the definition of what they want. This is why I said at the beginning of the segments, my story about then Police Chief Barber, now Public Safety Director Barber, when I went on my rant about how dare they buy new police cruisers when we didn't have any money. And he brought the documents into me, and I looked through them, and I went, okay, I get it. So this may be, I don't know. Unlike people on social media can just be absolutely sure of themselves and they know everything. I've been doing this long enough to know that you need to do your due diligence and find out all the information before you say something absolutely is a certain way. You can have your opinion on it, but you can say, hey, I need to, until new facts come or if, you know, new information comes my way. And that's the question about Ladd. With what was said there, do you need to get a new car? You know what I'm saying? Is this car worth maintaining or do you need to get a new car? Mm-hmm. There's a point, like with vehicles, right, that you can keep unless you have a classic vehicle. But at that point, you're not making a good financial decision. You're making an emotional one because you dig this vehicle. Unless I know. I'm waiting for the people to... Yes, I've had many trucks that have done many, many miles. But there's a point, and is Ladd at that point, where it's the more cost-efficient way to do this is to let those big games that are already seeming to want to go to South, and then have a new and efficient facility at Ladd. That is the question I think that people should be, you know, trying to get their head around. And the problem is we all, you know, have a preconceived notion and we pick the facts out that fit that narrative, right? Where we need to kind of shake the Etch-A-Sketch and start over again and say, what is true? I want Ross Perot and the whiteboard. Hey, right here, look at this. Here's the first number. Here's a second number. I like that kind of stuff.
It's never as clear-cut when you're making a decision as big as this. It's never as clear-cut as what a news headline would, because you have to pare it down to put it in the news headline, and it's never just city wants to tear down Ladd, build new stadium. It's not that easy. You have to look at all the different numbers which Mayor Stimson has laid out, and how much will it cost us to keep Ladd over these next years? How much will we lose monetarily if we lose some of these big games, if they leave Mobile? You have to take all these into account, and it's unfortunate that it comes, if they do end up getting rid of Ladd, it is a historic stadium. There's been a lot of great things that have happened to Ladd Peoples. It's a huge part of that community, and it is unfortunate, but is it better for the greater good of the city long term?
Well, okay, if you want to restore it as a classic car, see what I'm saying, because of that, then you will spend more money, you'll spend more money than you should need to because of the emotional connection to it, right? The way you restore a property in the historic district of our city, it costs, but there's an emotional bond, there's a reason to do it. If you're looking at it just in a ledger sheet, that's another way to look at it. Which way are we looking at it? Does Ladd reach the classic car status, or is it just the old junker that you're thinking? So that's it's a tough question. I'm not trying to downplay people's emotional connections to it, but you have to ask yourself, which one is it?
Do you think this is another issue where it's a generational divide, where those who are looking to progress the city a little faster into the next century or so are thinking, okay, forward progress, let's do this new stadium over here? Or do you think that those who have called Mobile home for 3, 4, however many generations want to keep Ladd in place?
It's a good question. I don't know if it breaks down on age or not. We'll talk about this. We'll look at it. We'll see what the city council does or does not do tomorrow.
We're going to the city council meeting. Did you say field trip?
Yeah.
Did you just give an eye roll?
Both of them.
Where's that pirate cover?
Right. I tell you what, I'll pop that story up about Attorney General Sessions in Houston on my Twitter feed. It's a Sean Ross story from Yellowhammer News. We will talk about that some during the midday show today. Y'all check it out at FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter. Y'all have a great one.
You have a better one.
All right, deal.